All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are back with Strangers in Paradise, Volume 2, I Dream of You. Terry Moore is a real class act, and we want to definitely promote a brand new it's an encore Humble Bundle. Basically, you can get all these great books right now. And I believe it's either $18 or $20, something like that. It's not too much money. And you'll be able to get pretty much everything that Terry Moore's done so far. So definitely go check that out. Remember, it was so popular, they brought it back. So definitely support Terry Moore. If you like these comics, please support him. He is an independent creator. So please do that. It helps him out. Comics aren't doing as well as manga these days, so every little bit that you can support these creators, it goes a long way. And there's also a charity as well. Right out of Houston, Texas. 96. I Dream of You. The heart has its reasons that reason cannot know. Pascal. I don't know why, but I do. Good Lord. Let's try that one all over again. I don't know why, but I do. Dream of you. Losing you, I still dream of you. Is it the same way for you? Doesn't hi and goodbye sound so cruel? How can I take my heart from you? Even though I'm losing you, I still dream of you. Losing you. I still dream of you. I don't know why, but I do. Dream of you. Losing you. I still dream of you. I dream of you. It reminds me of that song, I Can Dream About You. Something like that. Thinking about that song there. Click, ladies and gentlemen, the captain has turned on the fasten seatbelt sign. Please return to your seats as we begin our descent into the greater Houston area. Thank you. Woo boy, well, here we go again, huh? You know, they say the landing is the most dangerous part. But dong! What was that? Did you feel that? Probably something falling off the plane. You're a big boy. I'm sure you can handle it. Of course, no problem. Just something falling off the plane. Happens all the time. Oh, gosh, what? Things just don't fall off an airplane. Oh, give me a break. I used to be a stewardess, and believe me, I've seen entire bathrooms fall out of these things. And the crew never noticed. One time, the pilot was so drunk, I had to try and land the plane myself. Would've got away with it, too. Poof. If I'd known how to get the wheels down. Oh, you really had me going there. Ba-boom! Come to think of it, where is that confounded stewardess? Oh no, I don't believe this. What? What's wrong? Oh, nothing. Excuse me. Oh, nothing. Excuse me. Excuse me, please. Francine! David, where have you been? Look what I found in the gift shop. What'd you think? You didn't buy that for Kachu, did you? Oof! Hey! Oh, sorry, that'll wash right out. Oh, well, I'm sorry. Sometimes it's hard to get these panels right. Well, yeah, I thought it'd be kind of a fun little, no, I didn't. Good. I'd hate to see you get hurt. You might as well have a seat. Smack, smack. These late-night flights are never on time. I tell you, Kathy, I don't know why you put up with that husband of yours. I swear I don't. Well, it's not easy, Fiona. Sometimes it's just so hard to get through the day. Excuse me, dear. Jennifer, let go of Neil's tongue! Oh, Lord, why did I ever give birth to that man's children? Where was I? It's just so hard. Well, it is, isn't it? And it doesn't help when Woman's Day tells me to be slim and sassy. I don't have time to be slim and sassy. I have a life, you know what I mean? Snork. Wheeze. Ba-ba. Ba. Yeah? Snork. Ba-ba. Achoo! Bonk. Ow! What? Something just hit me. Boy, when you get an idea, you go nuts, huh? No, I mean really hit me. Your attention, please. American Airlines Flight 232 from Toronto is now arriving at Gate 15. Whoopita! That's our girl. Excuse me, coming through! Hey! Oh, Kachoo, please be on this plane. Please be on this plane. Kachoo? Oh, Francie. Kachoo! Oh, Kachoo, I'm so glad you're back. I was beginning to wonder if I'd ever see you again. What happened to your arm? I broke it. Hi, Kachoo. Look at you. You're as thin as a rail. Hello? And those bags under your eyes. Excuse me, those bags under your eyes. You look like Jimmy Page. Oh, cute pants. You idiot. What happened to your diet? What's with that sheepdog look? Jeez, Francie, what are you wearing? Yoo-hoo! Ah! Oh, good grief. I missed you so much. Ugh. Ahem. David, come here, boy. Give me a hug. Thought you'd never ask. There, there, now, Mr. Sweet. Everything's going to be just fine. See, we landed safe and sound. We did? We did. That stewardess lady said a wheel fell off. Really? She said she saw it. Look, there are the wheels right there. See, they were right there all along. What's his problem? Beats me. Men. Yeah, hey. Okay, did you check a bag or anything? Nope, this is... Achoo! Slam! I knew it. You're sick, aren't you? I can tell you haven't been getting any sleep. It's just a cold. Uh-huh. Are you gonna tell me now just where you've been the last 2 months? You know where I've been? Canada. Come on, Kachoo, be straight with me, okay? What was so important you'd up and leave like that and not tell me? I told you, Francie, I went to see an old friend. That's all. Don't make a big deal out of this, okay? Don't make a big deal out of it. My best friend takes off for Canada without so much as goodbye, doesn't tell me what's going on or when she's coming back, just leaves me here worried sick for 2 months. 2 whole months, no big deal? Uh-uh, that won't cut it. Oh, sorry. Gotta get water after that one. Look, can we talk about this later? I'm really tired. I haven't had a thing to eat all day. You know, I'm kind of hungry myself. Let's say we go find a diner or something. Okay, I'll wait, but you owe me an explanation. Yes, mother. Damn. Miss Parker, it's Digman. I'm at the airport. Guess who they just picked up? You know, I wouldn't mind a bite to eat myself. Don't play games with me, Mr. Digman. Have you found Miss Jovansky or not? Yeah, it's her all right. Just got off a plane from Toronto. In fact, I'm starved. Okay, Francine, we hear you. Canada? Interesting. Miss Parker, you still there? What do you want me to do? You want me to stay with him? Mr. Digman, you've been watching her friends for 5 weeks waiting for Miss Jovansky to show up. What do you think? I'll stay with him. You do that. Don't let her out of your sight. You hear me? Click. Yes, ma'am. Love you too, you witch. Welcome home, Katina. So we're gonna go get something to eat, right? Yes, Francine, we're going right now, okay? Good, 'cause we know. Nervous? I said, are you nervous? Yes. Well, don't be. You'll do fine. A young looker like you could puke on the carpet and this guy wouldn't care. In fact, it'd probably get you an extra 100. Act shy but interested. They love that. And don't fidget. They hate it if you're nervous. Oh, Emma. Come on, honey. It's not like it's gonna kill you. It'll all be over before you know it. Just whatever you do, don't let them see you cry. Kachoo? Kachoo, did you hear me? I'm sorry. Did you say something? I was just saying it's really late. You must be tired. Maybe we ought to get you home, huh? Yeah, whatever. I'm so tired, I haven't slept a wink. I'm so tired, my mind is on the brink. I think I missed something here. Just a little game we used to play. You say the lyric from a song and the other person has to give you the next line. Slurp. Oh, okay. Let me see here. Watch it. This guy's a poet. Slurp. Did we mention a time limit? Okay, I've got it. Naked man, please come down. You finished with that plate, honey? What? No! Francine, you ate everything on your plate. What do you want to do, lick it clean? Oh, go ahead and take it, I guess. Jeez, get a grip, girl. Have you been eating like this the whole time I've been gone? I don't know what you're talking about. Uh-huh. So you won't mind telling me what your dress size is now. Same as always, if it's any of your business. Well, seeing as how we've been best friends since the 7th grade, I think it's fair to ask. Let's see. New jeans, new shirt. That leotard's riding a couple of inches lower than it used to. Okay, you made your point, okay? None of my clothes fit me anymore, okay? I can't even wear my damn bras. There, you happy? I know you, Francine. You always do this when you're unhappy. And that's okay. It's just when you deny it that I can't stand it. Yeah? Well, maybe if my best friend hadn't disappeared a couple of months ago without a trace, I wouldn't be so upset. Yeah, well, I'll get you some strawberry cake or something. Huh? Ooh, that sounds good. Naked man, please come down. I'll get you some strawberry cake or something. Bjork and the sugar cubes. You're too easy, boy. Sorry. Oh. I should have picked something really old, like a Tony Bennett song. Trust me, she knows them all. It says, ham and eggs, bacon and eggs, pork butt and eggs, pig ears and eggs, snout of pig and eggs, knee of pork and eggs, pork fat and egg yolk, and of course, Pepto-Bismol and eggs, because you're going to need that after you've eaten all the others. When the white queen's talking backwards and the red queen's on her head. Oh, well, think, man, think. Oh, geez, I know this mumble, mumble, mumble. Oh, remember what the dormouse said. Feed your head. Oh man, you're digging way too deep in the past for me. I don't know why, but I do dream of you. Sorry you lost me on that one. How's it go? Losing you, I still dream of you. Is it the same way for you? Doesn't hi and goodbye sound so cruel? That's sad. Who is that? Yeah, it is, isn't it? Oh, I think I was supposed to read that differently. That's sad. Yeah, it is, isn't it? Who is that? Nobody you'd know. Let's go, okay? I'm really beat. Something's wrong. Well, here you go. Home sweet home. Click! Look familiar? If you need any help finding your room. Very funny. Hey, what happened to my plant? Francine, you didn't water my plant. I watered it. It just didn't like me. I'll put your bag in your room, Kachu. Thanks, David. How often did you water it, Francine? Every week, just like you told me. Francine, you're supposed to water it every day. Oh, look at this. It's dying. I'm so sick and tired of everything around me dying. What do you mean, everything around? Just forget it, okay? I'm going to bed. Good night, Kachu. Glad you're home. Slam! What was that all about? I don't know. But I intend to find out. Venus as a clock. Oh. She's playing the song on the piano. Oh, Emma. Oh, this is kind of neat. That teaches you how to play the song if you've got a piano handy. Scribbled and scratching, half-finished pages at dawn. People that live here are wondering where all their strength's gone. Moments of splendor wind up like ashes and rain. One look, you're smiling, another, your face is in pain. I wake up at night with a sweat on my head, a look in your eyes that will haunt me till dead. I just can't seem to shake it, something about what you said. How love's like an orphan, a motherless child gone unfed. So we laugh with the joker, hold back the tears till they're gone. Drink and be merry, they'll find us all dead men at dawn. We're so far away from wherever we came that sometimes I wonder we'll see it again. It's true what they say, you can't always go home. You can't always be warm inside. That in love we're like orphans, strangers in paradise. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood. I know I could always be good to one who will watch over me. Uh-oh. Oh, no! What? Cheese it, the alarm! I gotta hide. I see you up there! You better get your butt down here now! Go away, leave me alone! No way, Chicky Babe. I'm taking you out of this fog and that's that. Ah! Please, just 5 more minutes! I see Paris, I see France! Wait, hold it! Did you smell that? What? What do you smell? Something's dying. It's you! What? No! Dead girl! Shut up! Shut up! I said shut up! You don't belong here! You don't belong anywhere! Get off my tree! Ow! Go away and die! Dead girl! No! No! Please! No! Screech! Ah! Oh God! Ah! Bam! Splash! Blub, 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 blub. Flush, 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 flush. Hello, I missed you. I see you. Don't try to hide from me. Slam! Olioski, home free. No, Olioski, home free. Flick, flip. Ah, these will be my finest creation. Splort, blug, 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 kablorp. Now this is a milkshake. Having a little midnight snack? Ah! Good Lord, Kachu, you scared me half to death. What are you doing? Having a milkshake, it's perfectly normal to do. Francine, that's not a milkshake. That's a commitment. She's not wrong. There's no harm in having a little ice cream every now and then. No harm at all. Uh-huh. A little ice cream. That's a big ice cream. Okay, talk to me. Tell me what's going on. What's wrong? Nothing's wrong. What makes you think something's wrong, chomp? Come on, Francine. Whenever you're upset, you eat. And boy, are you... You missed a spot. Where are the M&Ms? You ate them. The Little Debbie cakes? Gone. You ate everything we had, okay? Mission accomplished. Look, honey, if this is because I've been gone for 2 months and didn't tell me where you were going or why... Sorry. I come home from work one day and you're gone. Just gone. No explanation or anything. Gone. I left a note. All right, Francine will have to leave town. We'll call. Love, Kachu. Wow, you really have a way with words, you know it? It's 3 a.m, Francine. Don't be sarcastic. Look, I don't blame you for being mad. I'm not mad at you, Katina. You're a grown woman. You can go wherever you want. I'm hurt. I'm hurt that you would do something like that and not talk to me about it. I thought we were closer than that. Sorry, my mistake. Turn the lights off before you go to bed. Beep! Doody 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 doody. Beep beep. Snore. What? Beep beep. Beep beep beep. Whoa! Beep 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 beep. Beep beep. What? Good morning, Mr. Digman. Oh, Miss Parker. How we doing this morning, Mr. Digman? Oh, I'm peachy. Never better. Ah! Ba-bam! Your personal state is of no concern to me whatsoever, Mr. Digman. I was referring to Miss Chuvansky. Your report, please. Oh, yeah, sure. She's still in the house. You're sure of that? Oh, yeah, I've had the house under heavy surveillance. The lights were off and on, all night, but she's in the house? Yeah, nobody's come or gone. Good. I don't want her out of your sight. Do you understand me? Oh, don't worry about that. Oh, but I do worry about that, Mr. Digman. You've lost her once already. A second time will be intolerable. Do you understand me? Tink, tink. Kapow! Oh, yes, ma'am. Don't worry, Miss Parker. I won't let you down. I find your entire gender to be a letdown, Mr. Digman. I only ask that you strive to rise above your inherent deficiencies for the space of this one job. I want to know where Miss Chuvansky is at all times. Nothing more, nothing less. I'm merely asking you to watch an incredibly beautiful young woman. That shouldn't be so hard now, should it? No, ma'am. I mean, yes, ma'am, Miss Parker. You can depend on me. Let me know her every move. Click! Woo! Ring, ring. Bloop, bloop. Ring, ring. Ring, 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 ring. What the? Oh. Ring, ring. Hello? Hello, Kachu? It's David. I didn't wake you, did I? Kachu? Hello? Hey, Kachu, it's David. Listen, I have a surprise for you. Can you meet me at the O'Neill Gallery in an hour? Why? It's a surprise, okay? Will you meet me there? What time is it now? 3:00 in the afternoon? Mm-hmm. This better be good, David. I promise. Hi. Okay, what's so important? Why I'm fine. Thanks. Excuse me, we'll try that one again. Why, I'm fine, thanks. And you? What's going on here? Are they serving weenies and donuts with the Mapplethorpe exhibit again? Nope, nope, nope. I just want you to witness the unveiling of the art world's newest sensation. Everybody's talking about her, and am I allowed to see this prodigy, or do you just describe her to everyone? Well, let me explain first. Hey, wait a minute. Save it. I'm not blind. All right, where is this hotshot? Ka-choo? Ah! O'Neill Galleries presents the works of Ka-choo. Oh. My. God. Well, she certainly likes Musselman. There's a lot of Musselman there. David's gonna have to hit the gym. Well, as you can see, the newest sensation is you. These are my paintings. I know, isn't it fantastic? Ka-choo, they love you. But how? I showed some of your paintings to an art dealer while you were in Canada, and he went nuts. Oh my God. O'Neill's insisted on a showing right away, and they've been getting calls from galleries all over the country ever since, and would you believe the prices offered even the Manhattan, and then next they've got the road to the town house, the paintings, the magazine, because the offers used to be to nobody to dream do it, and be to just unreal, are you the world to me, just to say already prices are through the roof. And that's just the beginning. Ka-choo? I know I should have asked permission first, but we didn't know where you were or when you'd be back. And I didn't want you to miss a big break like this because you really deserve it, you know? Say, are you all right? Ka-choo? Ka-choo! Oof! Hey! Ka-choo! Too short, too rude. Give her up, man. No way! Ka-choo! Ka-choo, wait! Ka-choo! I'm sorry. I thought this would be a great surprise, a good thing. It's not that. It's not you. It's me. But this is what you worked for, your own showing. Recognition. I know, but now it just doesn't matter. Why? Why doesn't it matter? You've been like this ever since you came back from Canada, Ka-choo. And you won't talk to anybody about it. And it's obvious it's killing you. And it's killing me to see you like this. Francine's all upset because you won't talk to her about it. I can't. If I told her what's happened, she'd never talk to me again. No way. She's your best friend, for crying out loud. I mean, she knows everything about you. No, she doesn't. She doesn't know everything about me. Nobody does. Nobody. She thinks I quit high school to go live with my aunt in Columbus when I was really living on the streets of L.A. By the time my class graduated, I was a homeless alcoholic who'd do anything for money. Why didn't you just come home? Because home was a mother on Prozac and a stepfather who raped me when I was 15. Oh, man. Ka-choo, I don't know what to say. I'm so sorry. Well, there's no point in saying that. You didn't do anything. I was half dead. dying of malnutrition when this woman, Emma, took me in. She cleaned me up and nursed me back to health. She saved my life. I was dead and she gave me back my life. She was the sweetest, most loving person I've ever met. I would have done anything for her. She sounds like a great lady. She was a prostitute. A very exclusive, highly paid call girl. And, for a while, so was I. Oh, ka-choo. I lived with her for almost 2 years before she moved back to Canada. That's when I came here and moved in with Francine. Is that why you went to Canada to see Emma? Yes, she's in a hospice now, in Toronto. You see, the thing is, she's dying. Oh no, why? What's wrong with her? She has AIDS, David. She's dying of AIDS. Echoes of home are haunting me. It must be so, but oh God, why me? Like a stone thrown across the water, my eyes across the crowd, how rain my hope sails on the day, till nightfall drags it down. In hell the women scream in pain that echoes down my hall again. At night their voices waken me, and I clutch my heart and pray they'll leave. A toast to thee, my host did shout, tonight at dinner in this house, yet now designs to murder me, and since I'm home I cannot leave. Nervous? Yes. Well, don't be. You'll do fine. Sorry about that, folks. That apparently is my stomach. Act shy but interested. They love that. And don't fidget. Ugh, they hate it if you're nervous. Aw, come on, honey. It's not like it's gonna kill you. Huh. Here you go, kid. Guaranteed the best bagel in L.A. Not as good as New York, but you don't get mugged for it. Smells good. Eat up, Chewy. We need to put some meat on that scrawny bone, on that scrawny butt of yours. Knock, knock. It's open. Hey, ka-choo. Oh, sorry. It's okay, David. Come in. I thought you were Francine. I should have said something. What are you doing here so early in the morning? I brought breakfast. Oh, what's the occasion? Oh, nothing. I just thought you might like some fresh hot bagels and cream cheese. Really? Oh, David, you have no idea how good that sounds. For some reason, it sounded good to me, too, this morning. It's one thing I've noticed about you, D-boy. You have good timing. Good, because I have to tell you something. Excuse me, because I have something to tell you, and I sure do hope my timing is right. Not another gallery showing. No, I know better than that. Well, what then? Well, let's see. Where do I start? Oh boy, this is tough. What? Come on, spit it out. Jeez. Okay, here goes. I think I'm falling in love with you. Ugh, there, I said it. So, what do you think, huh? Slap! I'm sorry. So much for my timing, huh? How dare you say that to me? What am I supposed to do with that, huh? Tell me. And all this time we've known each other, weren't you paying attention? Didn't you hear a word I said? What did I tell you when we met? Piss off. After that, you're not interested in men. He hears, but he doesn't listen. I heard you. I just don't believe you. You don't believe? You're not fooling me, ka-choo. I knew the minute I saw you that you were someone special. Well, that's your problem, not mine. You're beautiful, you're gifted, and there's no doubt you're the best friend a girl could ever hope for. But that's it. Listen, I know several lesbians, ka-choo, and you're not one of them. I never said I was. I just don't like men. I think you'd better leave, David. Ka-choo, look, I can understand you're being bitter towards men after what you told me about your stepfather. And being a hooker and all, that probably wasn't the right word. I wasn't a hooker. I was a call girl. There's a difference, okay? Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean... Just shut up, David. I only had 2 clients. They paid me to spend some time with them. To share their lives and be like a companion to them. And sometimes... Sometimes they wanted more. And I charged them a fortune for it. Hey, I know a lot of guys with girlfriends like that. It's all in how you look at it. Yeah, well, these were women, David, not guys. Understand, excuse me. So let's try that one again. Yeah, well, these were women, David, not guys. Understand? Okay. Look, you've had a hard life, Kachu, and I don't want to add to that. I don't care what you did in the past. All I know is you're here now, and from what I can tell, you've let me get closer than any other guy, and I'm hopelessly in love with you. And I think you feel something for me, too. Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know what I feel anymore. You confuse me. Look, don't ever bring up this LA thing again, okay? Nobody knows what I did there except you and a few others. I'm scared to death that Francine will find out. I don't know why I ever told you in the first place. I'll never tell anybody, Kachu. You can count on that. You just don't know what it means to me to stand here next to you, to get to know you, to share something in your life. You're serious, aren't you? Come here. Ahem. Excuse me. Kachu? Telephone? Take a message, will you? No, wait. Who is it? Oh no, I was talking to my mom on the other line and oh my God, Kachu, my mother's coming to visit. Bonk. Anyway, a sister, Jordan calling from some hospital, I think something like that. She's on the line. I couldn't really understand her. She sounds French. Hello? Yes, this is she. Oh, okay. I understand. Oh, okay. Please tell her I'm on my way. I'll be there as soon as I can. Kachu! Kachu, what is it? I have to go back to Toronto right away. Why? What's going on? Who was that? I don't have time to explain right now, Francine. I'll call you when I get there, okay? Kachu, no! I'm not letting you leave here again until I get some answers. I don't have time, Francine. I may be too late already. I have to catch the next plane out. David can tell you everything. David? Why does he know? And just what were you two doing in here anyway? Kachu, you don't have a ticket or a reservation. I bought a ticket when I came back. I can walk on the next flight out. Well, at least let me drive you to the airport. No, you drive too slow, but I'll get there faster by myself. I'll call you when I get there, okay? Kachu? Will somebody please tell me what's going on here? Kachu, Katina, Chavonsky, you get your butt back here this very instant. Do you understand me? I mean it, Katina. I'm not kidding here. If you even think, hear me, Kachu, so help me, you walk out that door and never speak to you again. Do you hear me? I mean it. Over and Stitch, I'm so sick and tired of all this all summer. You already have, sweetheart. Slam. Okay, pal, I want to know what's going on, and I want to know now. Vroom! Swoosh! Hot diggity damn dog! Here we go! Yeah, hello? Miss Parker, I think our girl's making a break for it! No way she saw me, but she's tearing out of here like a cat on fire! Woo! Don't worry, I'm on her like glue! Yow! St. Mary's Hospice. I did not come to minister to the well, but to the sick. She took a turn for the worse right after you left 3 weeks ago, and I'm afraid there's just nothing more we can do for her. Is she in pain? Are you giving her morphine? Yes, but I'm afraid it doesn't do much good anymore. She won't let us increase the dosage. She keeps asking for you. Thank you. I know Emma's been in good hands here. I'll pay for any additional expenses. Don't worry about it, dear. You've given us more than enough to cover everything already. Let us know if we can get you anything. Emmy? Chewie? I was just thinking about you. Or dreaming. I can't tell anymore. I'm here, Emmy. Did you see the snow outside? Yeah. Isn't it beautiful? But it stopped yesterday. I wish I could see it snow again. It looks like that candy divinity, a divinity forest. Well, what'd you expect at a place called St. Mary's? Heh, how you doing, Chewie? You okay? I'm fine, Emmy. Looking forward to seeing Canada with you when you get out of here. Then you better grow wings. Shh, don't talk like that. It's okay. Really, it's okay. I'm not afraid. I talk to God. I'm worried about you, Chewie. Me? So much anger. It'll eat away at you till there's nothing left. You need to let somebody in here. You're there, Emmy. You're there. I mean, somebody will stay with you. Okay, there's this guy. I knew it. I knew you'd end up with a guy. Tell me all about him. I'll tell Miss Javonsky you're here. No, wait. Please don't bother her. If you don't mind, we'll just wait out here till she needs us. Well, of course, I understand. Please let us know if we can get you anything. What you thinking about? What, Emmy? What? Baby June, the song? What made you think of that? I remember when you wrote that. We were staying in that little house in Hannah, remember? We were so brown. I know you know the tale of Baby June. You know the way she could deliver a tune. She was a killer in a petticoat. A little bit of everyone you adore. Oh, Emmy, look, it's snowing! And if your baby let you down at night, well, Baby June would make it up all right. And I was never, ever happier than in the arms and in the charms of her. Wow, that was powerful. It's cold, damn cold, even for February. The wind whips down the deserted back street, pushing papers and debris out of its way. Throughout the city, children dream under soft blankets, and young lovers lay as one watching the last ruby embers in the fireplace pop and sigh. The sleepless flip through channels in their underwear. The restless take to the streets to feel the wind rush through their bones, pushing failures and memories of failures out of its way. And for a while, that's better. But then the cold sets in, and being only human, some take refuge in a nearby coffee shop. While outside, across the street, she waits. Calmly, patiently, she waits. Her eyes never leave the figure of the man in the window. She doesn't feel the cold. She doesn't feel the wind. She doesn't hear the wires singing overhead. She only sees the man. She watches the man. And she waits. So, you finished your stakeout, huh? What? The stakeout, you know, the job you was telling me about. Watching some girl? Oh, nah, she hightailed it out of town. I ain't seen her since. So you lost her. I ain't lose her. She's just temporarily unaccounted for. Yeah, so's my ex-husband. On account of before I caught him banging my sister, and I ain't seen either one of them since. My heart bleeds. Hey, you stiff me here. You wish. It's cold. Damn cold. But he stops to light a cigar anyway. It'll only take a second. Only a second. Psst. Hey, handsome. Eh? Come here. I want to show you something. Yeah, I'll bet you do. It's kind of late to be working a dead beat like this, ain't it gorgeous? This will only take a second. Crash! What the? Whack, whap, whack! Who are you? I'm the Tooth Fairy. Give me one. Blap, 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 blap. Whap. Oh, God. I don't think God is with us at the moment, Mr. Digman. Miss Parker. I'm sorry, Miss Parker couldn't attend our meeting either. She asked me to speak on her behalf. Whap. Crunch. Oh, God. Oh, God. Crack. Now, if we can dispense with the formalities, the subject of this meeting is Miss Javonsky. The last we heard from you, she was skipping town. You haven't called us since. We were worried about you, Mr. Digman. Miss Javonsky is a dangerous woman. Perhaps you'd like to tell me where we might find her. I don't know, I swear. I lost her at the airport last week. Wrong answer. Say goodnight, Mr. Digman. Oh, God. Crack. Ka-choo. Breakfast. See, we try that one again. Ka-choo. Breakfast. I love you. Smells good, Francine. What is it? French toast. What? French toast. Think you used enough dynamite there, Butch? Did I ever tell you how cute you look with a mouth crammed full of food, huh? Here, give us a little kiss. Stop! Come on, you little chipmunk. Smooch, smooch, smooch. Merry Christmas! You asked for it. Well, that was pretty sloppy, and I must admit your kiss is just as sweet as I thought it would be. Ring! Now, whenever you have maple syrup, you can think of me. The gift that keeps on giving. Hello. Hi, David. Yes, she's, No! Just stepped out, I'm afraid. May I take a message? Okay, I'll tell her. Yeah, I know. She has been out a lot lately. I'll tell her. Bye. Kachu, he knows I'm lying to him. Why don't you just tell him you don't want to talk to him? I'd talk to him if he quit calling me all the time. There's a point there, guys. I'm not his little Gidget. I've been waiting to ask you about that. Do you want to tell me what's been going on between you two? Nothing. Don't tell me it's nothing. It's definitely something. I'm telling you it's nothing. Well, he sure seems to think there's something. Well, I don't know why. Kachu, I saw you kissing him. No way. I only kiss girls that cram their mouths full of French toast. Last week, remember? The morning he came over with bagels and you two were in your bedroom? Wasn't me. Must have been my evil twin. Seriously, Kachu. Francine, it's no big deal, okay? We were talking, he said something sweet, so I kissed him. Period. What? You kissed him. Really? Kachu, that is so unlike you. How long has this been going on? Look, I kissed my cat, too. That doesn't mean I want to marry him. And that's another thing. You're always saying my cat this, my cat that. Kachu, we don't have a cat. We don't? No. Oh, damn. Ding dong. I could have swore we had a cat. Ding dong. Say, do you want a cat? I mean, we could get one if you... No, I hate cats. Jeez, Francine, buy a clue. Although I'd rather have a cat than one of those godforsaken yip-yip dogs. Oh, I know. What kind of person buys those things? Excuse me. Oh, I know. What kind of person buys those things? Mama! Hello, dear. Yip, 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 yip. Pay the cab, will you, honey? I need to get off my feet before they swell up like a couple of blowfish. Yip, 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 yip. Mother, what are you doing here? I came to see if you were still alive. You haven't called me in I don't know how long. Why, hello, Tina. Yip, 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 yip. Oh, Mrs. Peters. Oh, boy. How nice. Oof, well, I see you're both still alive, so I'll just turn around and go home now. Just let me catch my breath. My heart's been acting up all morning. Yip! Oh, look, Francie, she brought her dog. You're breaking my arm. Yip, 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 yip. I'll just go pay the cab. I'll just go with her. Tina, darling, put my little muffins here in the laundry room, will ya? She's been airsick all morning, poor thing. Yip, burp. Lovely. Mother, you didn't tell me you were bringing Uncle Maury. He just insisted on coming. You know you've always been his favorite niece. She's his only niece. Where's the bar? I'm afraid your Uncle Maury had a little too much to drink on the plane. Get him a cup of coffee, will you, dear? Make it hot buttered rum. And hold the butter. It's not good for you. Is that so? Tina, honey, if you'll just pull the insoles out of my shoes and put them in the refrigerator with a little baking soda, they'll be as good as new in a few hours. Oh, no problem. I'll just lay them on the pie. Here you go, Uncle Maury. Careful. Thank you, sweetie. You're looking pretty. Thank you. It's sweet of you to come with Mother. Not at all, dear. You know how I've always enjoyed your mother's, company. Maury, you're spilling that all over my daughter's chair, you idiot. How's Benjamin and the family? Your brother's doing just fine, considering he didn't marry that cute little Molly Lane like I told him to. Honey, you've really put on weight, haven't you? Don't! Molly couldn't stand Benjamin, Mother. Why do you say I've, put on weight? Oh, honey, barely recognize you. What size bra are you wearing now? You didn't get implants, did you? Mother! Ixnay the eight way. You know, the women in our family have always had big breasts. They're in our genes. Oh no, I'd say they're higher than that. Uncle Maury! Crick, pup. No, sit down, Maury. You're making me dizzy. I can't believe you're still wearing your hair long, Francine. I like my hair long. Older women shouldn't wear their hair long, dear. It makes them look hard. Mother, I'm 26 years old, not an older woman. And trust me, she's not that hard either. Sorry, cheap shot. I can do better. You grew up in that house by the powder lines, the powder lines. You grew up in that house by the power lines, didn't you, Tina? It's probably the extra weight that makes you look different, honey. Probably just water retention. Are you getting enough roughage? I am not having this conversation. I'll go make some sandwiches. I'll help you. No, I'll get it. You help Mother with her blowfish out of her feet. Nothing for me, Francine. I'm still nauseous from the trip. Maury, help her, will you? My pancreas has been gurgling ever since we left Nashville. Certainly. Say you wouldn't happen to have any Bloody Mary mix, would you? Ahem. You know, they say the first sign of a stroke is the smell of chicken. Okay. Oh, Camille, what's keeping you? Camille? That's code for I'm dying here. We better get back in there. Here, Uncle Maury, you carry the chips. Say, you know, these go great with tequila and lime. Wouldn't happen to have a bottle, would you? We don't really need the lime. So tell me, Tina, are you still dating girls? Oh, Francine. Coming, coming, here we go. Sandwiches and chips, Mother, what would you like? I'd like your father to stop running all over Europe with that trashy redhead. That's what I'd like. Will I have ham or turkey? Wait, what's this? Mr. Peters ran out on you? When? Last summer. Oh, it just makes me sick to think about it. Why is it the day a man turns 50, he turns into a complete idiot? Why? Why? Pickle, Uncle Maury? Why, thank you, sweetie. Have you tried these marinated in beer? I don't think turning 50 has anything to do with it. They're really quite remarkable. Most men snap out of it in a year or two, Mom. He'll be back. Say, you wouldn't happen to have a beer, would you? Well, he's burned his bridge with me. I'm not having anything to do with him after he's been with that woman. Why, I could catch AIDS. Mother, please. Well, I could. It can be domestic, you know. I'm not picky. So, Mother, how long can you stay? Just for the weekend, dear. You know my ladies' group meets on Monday, and I'm in charge of our guest speaker. Oh, really? Who'd you get? Libby! Oh, Mother, no, Aunt Libby. She's not going to talk about her UFOs, is she? Well, who's to say it didn't happen? You know, Libby's always said that UFOs kidnapped your Uncle Rib and sent him back as a Boston Terrier. Excuse me? That's true. Old Rib used to stand out on the porch every night and shoot at him. Poor Libby would yell at him, "Don't do that, you fool. You'll just make him mad." Sure enough, one day Rib just up and disappears without a trace. Libby said it must have been the UFOs come and got him. Personally, I think the drunkard fell into a ditch somewhere. It could happen to anybody. And then one year to the day, this dog shows up on Libby's doorstep. Libby says she knew it was Reb right away because he had that same one droopy eye. Well, Libby took him in, of course, but she has to watch him constantly. You know, Reb always did fancy himself quite the ladies' man. She's having a hard time keeping away from Miss Glibby's poodle. Naturally. Oh, Lord, please tell me I'm adopted. Hey, sounds like as good a marriage as any to me. Well, Libby seems to be happy. Reb was always so bossy, you know. Libby do this, Libby do that. Now whenever you mention Reb, she leans over and smacks that poor dog with a newspaper. Whack! To tell you the truth, I've never seen her happier. Snick! Ah! Well, I haven't. Oh God, I can tell I'm never going to hear the end of this. Mother, please don't tell that story to anybody else. People will think our whole family's crazy. You have nothing to be ashamed of, dear. Remember, you're registered with the DAR, Daughters of the American Revolution. Oh, really? A toast to the DAR! Har, har! Well, don't just sit there, for God's sake. Somebody give me a drink before I have to swallow this damn rug. God, I hate this town. Good evening, ma'am. I hate this town, Veronica. Yes, ma'am. I left a perfectly good city to come to this stinking hellhole, and I'm not happy about it. Yes, ma'am. Is Tamby at the hotel? Yes, ma'am. She brought in Mr. Digman, as you requested. Boss, boss, that's her. Eh? Miss Parker. Miss Parker, welcome to the Florence. Your penthouse suite is prepared and waiting. And you are? Tony Orleone, the owner of this establishment, at your service. And the quem I asked for? Unfortunately, we were unable to locate a bottle of the 1812. Ding! However, we did find an 1811 Napoleon Grand Cognac. We had it flown in this afternoon. Not for me, you didn't. God, I hate this town. Good evening, ma'am. In the spare bedroom, ma'am, with Tamby. Hello, Samantha. Where is he? Ma'am. Tamby, how are you, sweetheart? I'm well. Thank you, ma'am. Well, Mr. Digman, I asked you to do a simple job, Parker. Miss Parker to you, dead man. Miss Darcy Parker. Somewhere far away, the sky cries out in thunder. But here on my porch by the sea, it's nothing more than a distant rumbling in the belly of that god. A hunger of clouds that stand up on the horizon and march across the water like Napoleon's army, stomping and thrashing the great ocean so that wave after wave come running to the shore in an endless stream of horsemen seeking help, only to crash and collapse upon the sand one after the other, fading into the grain of the earth, divided, conquered. And still the storm approaches and there's nothing I can do. So I wait and watch and feel his breath against my face, cool and brave. His salt licks my skin, his promise brushes my hair. His fury drives the wind to touch my cheek and whisper something I can't hear. I think he loves me. I think he comes to see me. I am young. I will learn. I'm not sure. I think we can go a little more. I walk out to look for Emma. The sand is cold beneath my feet. I find her on the other side of the cliffs around the bend. She's standing in the ocean, watching the storm roll in. I call out to her again and again, but she doesn't seem to hear me. I'm going to have to go in after her. I run into the ocean, trouncing the waves in an awkward meter of lifeless rhythm. Emma stands clearly looking out to sea. Tears of mascara strip her face in the wind. A bloody lipstick slaps her mouth. Her hospital gown clings to her as if it were permanent, flapping violently like a conquering flag. The ocean tosses up 1,000 arms to embrace the storm that falls across her like a drunken sailor. His thunder slaps her thighs. His lightning pierces her waters. They pound me between their hips and I begin to panic, knowing their passion will destroy me. I reach for Emma, screaming for help, but she never sees me. Her face is strange, changing. Just before I'm pulled under, I realize this isn't Emma after all. It's me. My scream is carried away. I think I dream. I wake. Ring, ring, ring. Ring, 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 click. Ring, 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 click, 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 click. Ring, 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 ring. That's the trouble with turning things on, Baby June. Sometimes you can't turn them off. Emma? Sure, if that's who you want me to be. Ah! Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick. Tick, tock, tick, tock. All right, we're going to go ahead and end it right here. I know it's a weird place to end it, but yeah, you know what? Since we're so close to 100, why don't we just continue? I've got time. And that's when I called you. I'm glad you did. I was beginning to wonder if you were ever going to speak to me again. I know, I'm sorry. It's just ever since Emma died, I've been so scared. Yeah. Did you hear that? The thunder. Yeah. Must be a storm rolling in, just like Hannah. That was just a dream, Kachu. No, it wasn't. Crack! Boom! I'm sorry to disturb your breakfast, Miss Parker, but we appear to have a problem concerning Miss Digman. Mr. Digman, rather. What about him? Apparently Mr. Digman suffered internal injuries in his meeting with Tamby. He's hemorrhaging. His vital signs are dropping. If he doesn't receive medical attention soon, he will die. All right, I've made my point with Mr. Digman. He may leave. Oh, and Samantha? Ma'am, give Tamby a raise. Yes, ma'am. Kersplash! Ah! Sheesh! Ah! Splosh, 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 squeak, 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 squeak. Chomp! Yeah, Bluebell ice cream. Crash! Hey, why don't you watch where you're going, you stupid, Francine, is that you? Freddy! Well, 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 Francine. Look at you. Oh, sorry, Casey. This is Francine, my old girlfriend I told you about. Francine, meet Casey, my fiancé. Hi! Tee-hee-hee! Fiancé? It's so nice to see you out and about, Francine. You must be doing much better for the hospital to let you out. Hospital? Whoa, it's a little early in the morning for jokes there, Casey. What joke? I thought you said... You'll have to excuse her. She gets things a little mixed up sometimes, but brains aren't everything, right? Hey, watch it, you. So, Francine, we'd invite you to the wedding and all, but it's gonna be in Hawaii. On Maui, there's this neat little town, Hana. This neat little town, Hana. Yeah, and we have a little something special cooked up. Of course, you're welcome to come if you like to, Francine. Oh, Hawaii? We're exchanging our vows standing naked under a waterfall. Isn't that just the most romantic thing you ever heard? I thought of the naked part. I'm so happy for you. Congratulations. Yeah, well, we need to go. I have things I need to do. Psst. Listen, honey, I'm a certified aerobics instructor. Call me sometime and I'll set you up on a low-fat diet, you know? Help you lose all that extra weight. Thank you. Nice seeing you, Francine. Let's stay in touch. You hang in there, you hear? Bye. Have a nice trip. Waterfall wetting my ass. I hope they both drown. Flick, 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 flick. Oh, okay. Ka-choo, I'm home! Ka-choo, where are you? Ka-choo? In here. Where here? In the studio, you dingy broad. Sheesh. Just follow the sound of my voice. Come on, you can do it. Very funny. Shoot, where'd I put my t-shirt? Okay, brace yourself. I've got something to show you. Okay, okay, just wait a minute. What the? Ta-da! Whoa, baby. Francine, you look fantastic. Really? You're not just saying that? You really think so? Yes. Really? No, really, you look incredible. Francine, you are knocked down, drop dead gorgeous. I could eat you with a spoon, okay? Tell me the truth. Do I look so good you fly me to Hawaii and marry me standing naked under a waterfall? Depends. Will you be naked too? Ka-choo, I mean it. Huh? Do I look like the kind of girl you'd want to, you know, take to the Hawaii and all that? Oh, Francine. That's what Freddy and his new fiancé are doing next month. Freddy? Freddy Femur? Boy, Ka-choo, I think you've had a serious falling out with your brush here. Francine, you stay away from him. You hear me? Ka-choo, the man is engaged to be married. What would I possibly want? You want the jerk that dumped you. That's what you want. That's why you've been in a funk for the past year, and that's why you're finally pulling yourself out of it. For Freddy frickin' Femurs? That's sick. Alright, and that's where we're going to end it. We'll have the next part in... Let's see here. Will we have the next part? What do we got with February? I'm looking at my calendar right now. Let's see... Okay, so that's going to be... We've got four. I'm looking. Usually five, but let's see here. So good. Yeah, I think well, I don't know. I don't think we're going to be able to do it in February. Let's see. March? I don't know. It's going to be hard to get a bonus comic in there sometime because we're going to be going through the Max again next month. So we'll be doing the Max Volume 3 next month. Now, you know there's not that many volumes of the Max. So we could always go into this or all that Witchblade I talked about. So, anyway, this is the Grim Lord, and I need to tell you once again, there is a Terry Moore bundle. You can get this and all the other books in the series, as well as so many other books, for a very fair price, and it's highly worth it. Like, this is good stuff. I think this is great writing. This is on par with some of the, I mean, I know you YouTube guys maybe not check out our other stuff, but some of the more romantic games that we play, it has writing that feels very similar to that. So I'm really enjoying it. And obviously, I hope you guys will stay tuned for the next part when we do eventually have it. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you next time with more great comics. Remember, Chaos Comics are coming back next week. I know you guys are excited. That's my biggest draw on the channel. So I will definitely continue to bring you Chaos Comics, and I've looked at the comments. Every single comment I check. So people will say, I think one woman said that she her favorite vampire was it Vampire Goddess or something was back, and I'm like, yes, I'm glad that I can bring you that. So I'm going to continue doing that as well. A lot of talk for Purgatory, people like her, so I want to, do more her stuff. But we have to do it in order, and I think it might be Lady Death up next, or maybe Evil Ernie, or Vampire. It's hard for me to tell. I don't know what we last left off at because it's been a month. But at any rate, guys, we will see you next time, and I'll definitely have some stuff for you. Don't know about the weekend comics. I had some issues last weekend, but we'll definitely try to get something for you guys. I don't know. It'd probably be a horror comic because I know you guys like those too. We'll leave the Power Rangers for a little later. People really just aren't digging the Rangers that much. All right, I'm out.